News Talk 1620 WTAW. Once again, the Brazos County Sheriff's Office is getting complaints from residents receiving scam calls. Even since a news release last weekend, Sheriff Chris Kirk says the harassing calls continue.
In this case, they identified themselves as a deputy sheriff, and that the caller was reporting to them that they had a warrant for having failed to appear before jury duty, and that they needed to send in a fine amount. And certainly, when you're taking that type of call, it sounds very real. And everybody that I've talked to or we've talked to that have experienced it, have a certain panic attack type of response and start to believe it. But in fact, the sheriff's office, or even the jury services coordinator, nobody would call them under those circumstances, having missed a jury service intentionally or accidentally. Nobody would call you and ask you to come pay a fine for having done so. So that type of call should be considered a scam immediately, and people should just hang up. And if they call again, then report that as a harassing phone call.
Has anyone become a victim because the person who's calling has been so effective in acting?
We have not talked to a victim here at the sheriff's office that actually followed through and sent money, but I know there have been some incidents where they have, and so we just have to say that if somebody's calling you making those kind of demands, whether it has related to voting or jury services or anything like that, it is a hoax and should not be believed and should be terminated immediately.
Most of us having cell phones now that would have a caller ID, has there been any sort of help by anybody noticing that information, or do they even use the call blocking?
Unfortunately, the numbers we've been able to trace have been outside of our jurisdictions, and in the situation where we've not been able to identify any individual involved and try to bring some charges or anything like that. It's just a very difficult investigation to bring to a conclusion.
As you just pointed out a moment ago, probably the best thing to do if somebody's going to tear into you, just to hit the disconnect button and block that number from future calls.
Right. I would suggest that you terminate the call immediately and not to even give them the chance to further try to talk you into whatever situation they're trying to allow. If it continues, again, report it immediately as a harassing phone call. Let law enforcement know as soon as possible.
Continuing my visit with Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk is the investigation of the shooting death at a shooting range Tuesday afternoon, where the preliminary cause of death is a self-inflicted gunshot to the head.
Tuesday afternoon, about 1:30, 911 got a call from the shooting range out on Forstoff Road that they had a participant out there that had been shot in the head. And so, of course, we responded out there along with medical people and on an emergency response. The victim was ultimately life-flighted to St. Joseph Hospital with a gunshot wound to the head, and actually succumbed later that afternoon to that wound. The investigation reveals that they had been out there, the victim and the female adult that was with him, had been out there shooting for about an hour and a half, and that they were on one of the gun ranges, and the witness reports that when she turned around after hearing a shot, she found her companion laying on the ground. And it turns out that likely story and evidence indicates that he actually put the gun to his head and pulled the trigger. And so at this point, there's been an autopsy, and our investigation still continues, but everything points to the fact that it was a self-inflicted gun wound.
As a matter of practice, this station typically does not report on self-inflicted gunshot incidents, but this is a little bit unusual because it took place in a public occasion.
Yes, and, you know, there was one other shooter on a different part of the range at that point, and then the folks that run the range were there. Outside of that, there weren't anybody else involved.
I don't recall in the 6 years I've been here running across a situation like this.
Actually, I think we've had a couple of other similar incidents in the past, but not in the recent history.
Is there anything else that needs to be talked about, this type of series of circumstances that might prevent this sort of thing from happening in the future?
You know, I don't know how you prevent something like this. The individual in question had something in mind. We're trying to find out all those circumstances that led up to making a decision like that. But certainly, you know, it's very, very troubling for the family and, you know, those that were there to go through the trauma. I don't know how you could prevent it, though.
Anything else that I've missed?
Our investigation will remain open until we've got the final autopsy results and have put everything that we need together to make a conclusive opinion as to the manner and cause of death.
Comments from Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk on News Talk 1620 WTAW.